神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're glad you're with us today.
很高兴又跟您在一起。
Today, the children play a game called Who Stole the Cookie from the Cookie Jars?
有时候孩子们会玩一种游戏叫做到底是谁偷了罐子里的饼干。
You know, another name for this childhood game could be What Did You Do When No One Was Looking?
那这个游戏的另外一个意思就是说当没有人看到你的时候到底你会做什么?
I believe that even in society, this is a game that we are playing.
事实上我认为这种游戏是我们在社会里面也在玩的。
We can do anything when no one is looking.
当别人没有见到的时候什么事我们都可以做。
And because of that, our societies are breaking apart.
就因为这样子我们的社会整个就瓦解了。
Society is made up of individuals.
社会是由个人组成的。
And so each individual really matters.
所以每一个个人个体都很重要。
Because the type of thinking that they have is multiplied by the millions of others.
由个人的想法把它集合起来就集合成全部千千万万人的想法。
That's why we have to understand what makes a great society.
那就是为什么我们要知道怎么样才能够建造一个伟大好的社会。
One of the basic ingredients is the foundation of integrity.
今天的社会的基本的结构根基就是要有诚信正直。
Now,Some of the principles that makes up integrity is doing what is right.
那这种诚信正直的一个主要的原则就是要做对事情。
Not because it just makes me feel good to do what I want to do, but I do what is right.
而不是根据你喜不喜欢你想做什么而是根据我应该做对事情。
Every day we make choices.
每一天都在做抉择。
Should I push my way on the bus?
比如说我上车的时候，上公车的时候，我应该去急着去推人家吗？
Or do I wait my turn?
还是我就等着，等到我的时候才上车。
And you say, well, everybody's pushing.
或许你说大家都在推别人呢。
And it is not easy, is it?
所以要等是不容易的。
Where if everyone would wait their turn,
如果每一个人都好好的等
it would be even smoother getting onto the bus.
这样子的话不是更容易一个一个的上车吗？
That's just a simple sample.
这是一个很简单的例子。
There are so many things each day that if we were to choose what is right, it would make a difference.In our lives.
但是每一天每一个人如果在每一个选择抉择上面都决定做事情的话那么整个你就发现完全不同了。
Another part of integrity is speaking the truth.
诚信正直的另外一个特质就是要诚实。
Just telling what is right, what is true.
说出实话来说出真实的。
But so many people tell lies and they're not truthful.
可是很多人都喜欢欺骗说谎话。
So then we have a society that doesn't trust each other.
所以造成我们的社会里面人跟人之间的没有信任。
But suppose we always told the truth.
比如说如果我们总是要讲诚实话
You say it, but it may hurt someone.
你就想说或许我会伤害到别人
But the truth when spoken in love or right is not going to hurt, it's going to clear a situation.
但是如果你用爱来讲诚实话的话你绝对不会伤害人反而让事情更明朗
Another part of integrity is the fact that we don't falsely accuse somebody of something they didn't do.
正直的另外一个特质就是你不会用一个假的、不真实的、一个见证来陷害别人。
A person that has character and has integrity will not accuse a person falsely.
所以一个正直的人绝对不会去随便用错误的说法来控告对方。
A person with integrity and character is one that will not hurt their neighbor to satisfy themselves.
一个人如果有正直的特性的话，他也不会去伤害别人来满足自己。
We begin to learn how to care about people.
我们会学习怎么样去爱别人，关心别人。
It was Jesus that said, "You must love your neighbor." And it would seem as if he meant all of those who you meet.
耶稣这样说，你要爱你的邻居。这个邻居的意思就是说，四周围跟你在一起的人。
But how many times do neighbors try to get back at each other?
但是有多少时候，人跟人之间彼此是报复。
And it makes a very bad situation.
然后就造成很不好的情况。
We, as those with character or integrity, they don't talk about people when they don't have the facts.
一个心理正直的人，他们的特质就是他们如果没有真实的证据的话，不会去谈另外一个人。
We call that gossip.
那我们谈就说一种传言，不会去谈那种不是证实的传言。
Sometimes we'll get together and we'll say, "Did you hear what I heard about this person?"
有时候两个人在一起就开始谈起别人的事情来了。
Now, we may be the 10th person that's heard this news, and it has changed, and there is really no basis of fact for it.
有时候你已经是那个第九个或第十个人听到这个消息传过来的消息了，然后这个传言呢已经都变了一个样子了。
But a person with character will not do this.
所以如果你有正直的特质的话，你就不会这样做。
A person with character and integrity hates evil.Things that are evil.
正直的人他的一个特质就是呢他很不喜欢邪恶。
They, and the person that has integrity keeps his word.
一个有正直特质的人他会守信他会信守诺言。
In other words, if you promise something to someone, you keep that promise.
意思是说如果你答应了你一定会做到。
If you said you're going to do something,Then you do it.
如果你答应要做什么，你说要做什么的话，你一定会去做。
Can you see how that would make such a unity in families and create a beautiful society?
如果这样的话，你不觉得说这样的话，对一个家庭，如果有这种诚信的特质的话，在家庭里面或在社会里面都会很美，而且很和谐。
Integrity is when we do not accept bribes.
正直就是我们不接受贿赂。
Many places, it seems as if they try to build their society on bribes, but it never works.
很多社会里面有太多的贿赂，以至于呢，里面呢，就有行不通的情况。
Now, I have given you some examples of what I mean by character and by integrity.
那我现在跟你谈的就是这种道德里面能够建造道德的这种正直的一种特质。
Now, so we see that integrity is one of the foundational elements that builds good character.
所以你要建造有这种好的道德的话，品格的话，那么这个正直是一个很基本的一个根基。
You see, to build a good character, we have to have a moral consciousness.
我们可以看到如果要有一个好的品格的话那么我们需要有这种正确的好的道德良心。
You say, what is a moral conscience?
到底什么是道德良心呢?
You see, it's when the mind and the inner man understands what is right and what is wrong.
那就是你的思想、你的思念还有你里面那个心意 知道可以辨别什么是对，什么是错。
This is what we lack in many areas, understanding of what is truly right and what is truly wrong.
这种辨别什么是真的是，还有真的非的这样的一个能力，我们已经错失了。
Today we have many different philosophies about this.
今天我们有太多的各种观念。
Sometimes we think, well, if it just pleases me and it feels good, then I'll just do it. That's what's right to do.
所以有时候我们认为正确的做法就是我认为喜欢我就做。
This is placing yourself at the center of everything in life.
那这种原则是以你自己为中心，让你自己喜欢就好。
The big I, the big me.
我非常的重要，我是最主要的考虑因素。
The attitude that I don't care how it affects other people.
那其他呢，我的态度会怎么样，对别人有什么影响，我才不管。
This is what brings divorces into families.
这个也就是为什么家庭里面产生离婚的这样的一个原因。
This is what makes young people rebel.
为什么让年轻人会有反叛的原因。
This is what makes it sometimes very difficult at jobs.
有时候你工作有这种情况的话也很难。
So many with the philosophy that I am the center of life and it doesn't matter about the other person.
很多人的观念就是呢，我最重要，我的想法优先，所以别人怎么想，别人都不重要。
But this does not make for a stable life or a stable society.
这样子会造成你有一个不稳定的人生过程，然后对社会也是一样。
Now let us look at conscience for a minute.
我们来思考一下良知。
Maybe some of you don't really understand what that is.
或许有人不了解什么叫做良知。
But it is something in man, in all cultures, that recognizes that a certain attitude or action is wrong.
不管任何的环境或哪一个族群，我们里面都有一种识别能力，就是对对错的识别能力。
We call that the primary conscience of man.
那我们就把它称为一个就是一种先天的良心。
In every society, we know to take another man's life to murder is wrong.
每一个社会族群，我们都晓得杀了人就不对。
In most societies, we know to take something that belongs to another person, which is stealing, is wrong.
在社会里面，我们晓得如果拿了不是你自己的东西，那也错了。
For a long time in most societies years ago, for a husband to be unfaithful to his wife was wrong.
在以前的话，如果先生对太太不忠实，那也是错的。
These are what we call the basic or the primary conscience.
所以这一些就是很基本的良知。
Now stop for a moment and think. Suppose these were notthoughts in the minds of people that this was not, didn't mean anything at all.
我们反过来想一想，如果刚才我提的那些在人的观念里面都没有那种是非的观念，如果他们不认为这样子的话会怎么样？
Suppose that in the world we live in, man was not born with seemingly a conscience that knows that it's wrong to kill someone.
我们来假设说，如果说每一个人的心里面的没有这种良心的是非观念，所以认为呢随便杀人没有关系的话，又会怎么样？
Can you even imagine what kind of world this would be?
你可以想象你所住的社会世界会什么成什么样子吗？
We have enough murder and killing today, but what would it be if no one thought it was wrong and anyone could kill anyone at any time?
我们有了这种共同的道德良知，但是今天你看到就有那么多的谋杀的这种问题。那如果说我们都没有这种良知的这种是非良知的话，那你想象又是怎么样的一个情况？
So it's a wonderful thing that God built into man a primary conscience.
所以上帝把这种基本的生来的良知放在我们的人里面，实在是很好的事情。
But then we think of the moral consciousness of man, it must receive training and education.
但是有了这种天生的良心之后呢，我们还需要接受训练，还有被教导。
We must be trained and taught in what is right and wrong.
在这个是跟非的上面要被训练，要被引导。
Anyone that has ever planted a garden will know that they cannot just put the seed in the ground and just let it go.
只要你种过花或者是、啊、整理过花园，你就晓得你要种植这些植物或花朵的话，你不能把种子放下去就不管了。
They must carefully watch it, take out the weeds, keep the ground soft around it. They take care of it because they want to produce something beautiful.
为了要让它能够长得很好，然后呢，你一定要做一些不管是松土或者是拔杂草或者浇灌的工作。
So we cannot expect man to come into this life and just live any way he wants without any understanding and come out to be something beautiful.
所以我们也不能期待一个人生出来之后带着这种先天的良知之后呢都不训练不教他他就可以过得非常的有秩序。
So you see,There must be some kind of moral standard.
所以一定要有一些要确立一些所谓的这种道德的标准。
A standard by which man knows that what is right and wrong.
也就是让人可以识别的是非的标准。
And without that, then there doesn't seem to be any absolutes. There doesn't seem any way we can tell what is right and what is wrong.
如果没有这种训练的话，很难让我们去、啊、确定什么是对，什么是错的。
Now, there are periods in history that all nations, or most nations, had those who told them and set down standards of right and wrong.
在过去的一段时间，很多国家都会好好的来讨论，确定是非的原则。
Actually, man-made laws does that for us.
所以呢，就有立法，就确定了一些律法的这样的一个事情。
But these are laws that pertain to the outward. We must have laws inside of us that pertains to the inner man.
但是这个所定的律法，事实上是外在的一个约束，而人本身要在里面也要能够确立一些原则，一些规矩。
So then what should we do? How should we do it?
那我们怎么样来、啊、做这种工作呢?
You know what a storehouse is, don't you?
你知道什么叫仓库,对不对?
It's where we store things and keep them.
你在那里储存东西的地方。
A neat storage house is one that will have many shelves in it.
一个好的储藏室里面一定会有、啊、很多放东西的层架的层格。
And you'll put the things in order on those shelves.
你然后你在那些、啊、一格一格的层架上面呢，你会把它放东西上去。
And then when you want to go back and find it, you know the area where you will find it.
所以当你要在你的储藏室里面找到东西的时候，你就可以很有组织的在你的那些一格一格的层架上面去找。
Now you see, we need to build moral storehouses.
所以一样的，我们要在我们的心里面建造一个道德的储藏室。
There was a king in Israel one day that said, He said to God, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
曾经有一个国王，他这样子对神说，他说，让我把你的话藏在我的心里，免得我得罪你。
Now, there was an act that this king did.
那事实上，这个王做了一件事情。
He hid something.
所以他的意思是说呢，他把一个东西藏在他的心里面。
Now, to hide something, you must have it.
那如果你要藏一个东西的话，你就拥有这个东西。
And usually when it's something that you...Hide, it's because it's very precious to you.
一方面你要藏个东西的时候一定这个东西是很宝贝的很有价值的。
We need to build into our lives things that are very precious to our moral conscience.
所以我们必须要在我们的这种良心里面藏着或者是建造很宝贝的道德标准。
So the thing that he hid was the word of God.
刚才我们谈到这个国王说呢，他心里面要藏着上帝的话。
And where did he say? He said he put it in his heart.
他说呢，他把它藏在他的心里面。
No, he's not talking about the physical heart that pumps blood.
当然他不是谈的是他的这个啊组织这个心脏。
But he's talking about the center of us that makes us what we are.
他在谈的这个心理是一个人的这个基本上的中心，这个我。
Now, why did he do this?
为什么他要这样做呢？
He wanted to please God and keep a good relationship with God.
他有一个重点，他想要让上帝心里欢心，然后可以跟上帝有很好的关系。
So you and I must begin to recognize that we need to find a standard of right and wrong.
所以我们一定要知道，在我们的里面一定要找到什么是是跟非的标准。
And begin to realize how precious that can be to my life.
而且你要知道，这对你的人生是非常宝贝，很有价值的。
And the life of my children.
而且对你的孩子也是很重要的。
And I must place that deep in the inner part of me.
然后我要把这个好好的能够刻印在我的心里面。
So that I can live a life that is pleasing.
好让我的生活，我的生命表现出来是很叫人欢心的。
A life that's productive.
而且是有成效，有成果的。
A life that gives me joy inside.
是那种有喜乐，里面有喜乐的生命。
A life that can make others see I'm a person that really has good character.
而且是让人家可以体认到我是一个有好的道德品格的人。
Now, this inner part of us must receive training.
所以这个里面这个我一定要接受训练。
That means we must findWhat is right and wrong?
那就是为什么要找出来真正的是还有非。
We must find a standard.
找到一个标准。
Not one that changes every day.
而不是跟着情况每天都改变。
That is why as Christians, our standard is the word of God.
身为一个基督徒，神的儿女的话，我们的标准就是上帝的话。
And from it we have received training.
从那里我们得到训练。
We learn that we must not steal.
我们就学到说我们不能偷。
We learn that we must be truthful.
我们学到我们一定要很忠诚。
We learn that we must care about others.
我们学到我们要关心别人。
We learn many valuable truths that we can put into our moral storehouse.
我们从神的话学到很多很有价值的这种真理，把它储藏在我们这种道德的储藏室里面。
Now this inner part of us stores this training.
那里面呢，这个心呢，就是在储藏这些训练的。
And then when a situation comes up in our life,
所以当情况在生命中发生的时候,
we can go into our moral storehouse, which is in us, and we can find the answer to that situation.
你就可以到你的储藏室去找那个资料,然后你就可以解决,你就有答案来面对你的情况。
There are so many things every day that said that we must face.
每一天有很多要让我们面对的。
But when we have our storehouse, our moral storehouse full, we know how to face it.
当你有那些资讯，里面有那种储藏资讯的时候，你就晓得怎么样要面对你这些啊情况。
Now, we have a conscience that sometimes will become guilty, feeling guilty.
有时候你的良知里面会有愧疚、罪恶感。
That means that at times I know what to do. I know it's right, but I didn't do it.
那就是你该做的，你没有去做的时候，就会有这样的一个罪恶感。
And we feel very guilty then.
你就觉得很愧疚。
And we feel that we've done wrong. We feel accused in our heart that we've done wrong.
这时候你的心就会被啊这种罪恶感来控告。
Now, actually, that's the negative way that the conscience works.
那这个是这个良知的一个消极的功用。
But let's look at the positive way.
那良知也有积极的功用。
That our conscience prompts us to do what is right.
就是你的良知会引导你去做对的事情。刚才是提到我们对错的事情有罪恶感，这是消极的。现在是提到 积极的就是我们会被引导去做对的事情。
And there is a pureness in our heart and a clearness in our heart that we know we have done right.
如果你的心里面是很清晰的，是一个清洁的良心的话，那你就会知道你做的是对的事情。
Actually, this is a storehouse of values.
所以这样的一个储藏室呢，是一个价值的一种储藏室。
It is a poor man. He may be very wealthy, he may be very powerful, but if he has no values, he is an empty man.
如果一个人很有权势，很有财富，而里面一点都没有价值的这种观念的话，那么他实在是一个很可怜的人。
Now, we must teach our children these moral concepts and values.
我们一定要把这样的一个道德，这种价值观呢，教给我们的下一代，我们的儿女。
For your children must learn how to be restrained from doing what they want.
你的孩子们在他们要做事情的时候，一定要有这样的一个标准。
If you do not do this for your children, they are going to suffer in years to come.
如果你现在不教给他们的话，以后长大之后你要受苦的。
At last, their life will be very mixed up. They will have no positive direction, and they're going to be, as we say, an empty person.
以后长大之后，他们没有一个正确的引导，让他们做对事情，然后他们心里会很空虚。
So we begin to teach our children.
所以你要开始教你的儿女。
Very young.
小的时候就要教他。
Maybe you want to take your little three-year-old out to walk.
比如说你带着一个三岁的孩子到外面散步。
And the neighbor has some very beautiful flowers.
邻居有很漂亮的花园还有花。
And immediately that little child sees it and begins to run over and wants to grab it and tear it out of the ground.
这个两三岁的孩子马上看到花就想去把它摘下来。
But you have some moral values.
那你是那个懂得什么是道德价值的人。
You know that belongs to your neighbor.
你晓得那个是你的邻居的。
You know your neighbor has worked very hard to have that.
你知道他们是很用心很辛苦的来培植这些花朵的。
So immediately you say to your child, no, you mustn't do that.
所以你马上就阻止你的孩子说你不可以去摘花。
Maybe you have to spank their little hand.
或许你要打他几下。
And let them know positively,They mustn't do that.
让他知道，积极的、正面的，就是你不能去摘人家的花。
Now see here, you've just restrained your child.
所以在这里呢，你在这里呢，用你的道德标准来阻止他做错事。
But when you want to begin to teach the moral character value, you begin to say to the child, "Isn't that flower beautiful?"
当你要很正面的来教孩子道德标准的时候，你就要跟他说：“你看那个花很漂亮。”
And you begin to teach him that it's that others should see this beauty and that it belongs to someone else and they must not touch it.
你要跟他解释，教他说呢，这个花是大家欣赏的，不是只有给你摘下来的。然后它也属于隔壁的，不是你的。
You see, only when a child begins to own it for themselves andis able to do it without you telling them, then they have put it in their moral storehouse.
一直到他把你的话听进去，然后有一天他可以自己以他的标准来做事情的时候，才是在他们的心里面储存的这样子的一个道德品格。
Why don't you look into your storehouse of morals and see where you stand?
去看一看你里面的这个道德储藏室，到底你里面储藏的是什么。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。